You talked about Oklahoma City and the bombing, and I think about some of the infamous murderers, Timothy McVeigh.
He's the one that did Oklahoma City.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, because of the love of God, is it? Is he in heaven too?
He was in hell while he was here. That's what made him do what he did. There is a Hitler, hateler, or hurtler in all of us. There's a part of us that is vicious and sadistic and hateful. And by the grace of God, there go I. So Timothy was vexed and tormented. I wish I could have spoken to him. All rapists and murderers and violators and the vicious. I don't judge a person, John, by what they do as much as by what they were thinking 10 minutes before they did it, or 10 hours, or days, or years, because hatred, pain accumulates, and it can cause people to have outbursts. So if there is a loving God, I should say, if in fact there is someplace in the farthest reaches and rhythms and regions of consciousness, an intelligent or a science, a knowing, conscience, conscious with knowledge, science, conscientia in Latin, with not, if there's something that knows a principle, if not a person, a law of the universe that works, I would figure that that reality, if not being, would have some ultimate goal that is good. And that unless God, the biblical God, does admit that he wants a divorce, I mean, he wants out of the whole relationship, and he drowns everybody, and he's vicious, and he says, vengeance is mine, and he's judgmental and jealous. So I don't believe in that God anymore, but the Bible, that is the God of the Bible, so I can easily deviate from that God, or I'm scared to death. But I believe that the ultimate good might just be, the ultimate end might just be good. And that if hell is remedial, purgative, corrective, then I'm for it. Eternal doom, condoom or condemn or condemnation, I don't believe in that God. By choice and by conviction. So Timothy McVeigh had a mother and a father and had siblings. Wretched, but so did John Newton and his father, who abused him physically, and the white ocean maritime people that he worked for. Before he ever met a slave, he was mistreated and abused and stayed in, he hated those cold, slimy, darkened ships, if you read his history, who wrote Amazing Grace and still owned slaves for 30 more years. So, I mean, I just look at humans with a different kind of compassion. I try to feel the person's pain. When somebody tells me that George Washington had slaves, I don't freak out, or Abraham Lincoln, or that 100 years ago, people looked at blacks differently than they do now in Tulsa, because 100 years ago, most white people did, even in the North. It was common to have slaves. 200 years ago, or back when we, in the 1700s, the first slaves arrived here in 1609. And they were British. Slave trade was British, not American. They brought them to America. Only 1.2 million or so came here, 25 million throughout the rest of the world. But they were treated worse here, historically. That's what we're told. So when you take all that stuff into consideration, I can forgive. What is that love story says? Love means meaning never have to say I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean never needing to say I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I basically love humanity. I'm committed to humanity. And I love them. And so when you understand, you don't have to have an apology.
Yeah.
It helps, but
we've talked so much about hell. Is there a reward? Is there a heaven? Do you believe we're going to heaven?
No. I think everything is consciousness. I don't believe in streets of gold. I don't prefer them. I'd rather be in Maui. I don't want walls of topaz, and that's too too extravagant. I like to believe, because none of us really knows. It's all speculative. Faith actually means I don't know. You only need faith because you don't know. You need faith because you doubt. The knowers don't need faith. Knowledge transcends it. But because we don't know, I believe in a... If I want to believe in a scripture, I believe in the one that says mercy endures forever. Yeah, that's an Old Testament passage. But how can mercy endure forever and hell endure forever? One would cancel out the other. I would vote for mercy. You get to choose what you want to believe. Most people know what they believe, but they don't always believe what they know. So I'm wrestling with that, to be honest with you. And I think that in some alternate reality, I could actually accept reincarnation faster than I could eternal weeping, wailing, and gnashing of teeth. There's no redemptive virtue to that.
Or eternal heaven.
Or eternal heaven. I would get bored with the song we used to sing is Walk Around Heaven All Day. I don't want to walk around no place all day. I want to feel productive. God, creation itself, evidently was active creating and wanted to experience itself as a human. That's the only way I can explain why we're here. What if creation wanted to experience itself as created? And so here we are. Some form of a deity. All that stuff I'm rethinking, it all makes more sense than accepting the traditions. There's nothing reasonable about these traditions.
So when you die, what is your hope beyond death, beyond
the grave? I hope this is my last time around, but if I haven't learned everything I need to, I'll probably come back a few more times. I'd rather believe that. When I die, I hope I will experience a reality more bright and brilliant, better, not bitter, than this one, whatever that is.
So your chances of reincarnation are greater than living in a heavenly existence?
I would believe, if I'm not worthy of that heavenly existence, if you have to earn it, I'm not sure that you would, but if you do, other than Jesus' blood washing our sins away, which is my Christian background, I buy that, and that preempts, it's not that I wouldn't believe in hell, I just wouldn't believe anybody would be in it. That ultimately, because as in Adam, all men die, so in Christ, the scripture says, all will be made alive. That's gospel. So I either believe that everybody ultimately sees God and is God, or that we come around Buddhists to we reach karma, which is nirvana, through karma, nirvana, to where we don't have a desire. We lose desire, whatever that is. Mm-hmm. Really, we get to the 23rd Psalm, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, I shall not desire, I shall not lack. I can buy that.